This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Are you ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste,
it's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
School radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How's everybody doing this fine, fine day? I was going to say this fine Saturday because that's when I'm in the studio, but it might not be Saturday where you are listening, so there you go. But it is a fine, it is a beautiful, dare I say, summer-like day. It's pretty crazy. I guess you would, some would say, well, you live in LA. It's always sunny and like summertime there. Not true. It rained last week. Okay, I kid. My apologies, East Coast. I know you guys have had a brutal winter. I feel like the last few winters have been brutal for you guys, though. But, yeah, you know, I'm so sorry. Let me just say, we pay for the luxury of the sunshine and the summertime feelings. It's you know, LA can be a little pricey. So, not trying to be like, yay, it's summery and hot. But, you know, we pay for the ocean. You know, we're, you know. But all of this to say that I feel like it's getting warmer across the country. Spring is approaching. Then summer will be here and it's going to be amazing. So, yay. So, you guys, we have a really, really great show today. One of my friends, actor Jason Marsden. I pre-recorded an interview with him recently, maybe a few weeks ago, and I just think he's great. He's been in the business for, I don't even know, a long, long time. I mean, I'm looking at his IMDb right now. He has 186 credits on his IMDb page. For those of you who don't know what IMDb is, it's the Internet Movie Database, imdb.com, and basically it's just like all actors, directors, producers, writers, everyone who has anything to do with TV and film has like a profile, like a LinkedIn, like a profile on this website, and it's great. So you can see everything they've been in, everything they've acted in, everything they've written, all that kind of stuff. So, Jason, some of you might know Jason from the 90s. Okay, you guys remember, it was like, what was it, TGIF? I think it was like on ABC. It was like the Friday night sitcom block that they had, and it was like Full House and Step by Step. I named those two shows because he was on both of those shows. He was on a whole bunch of other shows too. But yeah, those are the two that people, oh, also Boy Meets World. So, you know, he was a big deal in that like teeny boppery, you know, teen magazine time period. And he's now a big deal in the whole voiceover animated series game. So even though you might not see him as much in, like, say, sitcoms, that kind of stuff, he is very much alive and well in this business, and successful, and an all-around great guy, if I could just say so. So he's actually my guest on the show today. I will play that interview in just a sec. Just so you can know more about... I wanted to have him on the show just because I'm always fascinated by... Those of you who listen to the show know I'm fascinated by entrepreneurs, which he is, but also people who are in the business, who've been in the business a long time, especially if they grew up in the business. You know, I think it's a hard thing. It could be a hard thing to be a kid in this business, as we've seen so many, like, stories of, like, sad stories and stuff, of just, you know, you're trying to figure yourself out. I remember what you were like, you listening to the show. Remember what you were like as a teenager, like in high school and or junior high, and you're trying to figure yourself out. Just imagine doing that with everybody watching. I don't know. I think it's not easy. And so I asked Jason some questions about, like, you know, when he was on those shows, was dating. A really fascinating experience, because again, in my mind and maybe in yours, you're like, oh my gosh, he was probably living the life. He was like a teenager and he was around girls, he was on a show, so I'm sure girls loved him and all of this stuff. So we're going to answer those questions on the interview that I'm going to play in a second. You guys, thanks for listening. As you know, or if you don't know, my website is thedatingadvicegirl.com. check me out. It's been a busy year so far, so I'm almost up to date with posting everything on my website, but if you missed Big Women, Big Love on Lifetime, my episode 3 was the episode I was on. I did a dating workshop. It was fantastic. I have that that segment on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. It's about 11 minutes. You can check that out. I was also recently featured on Channel 7 here, ABC, the ABC news affiliate, Channel 7. For a story about how I give dating advice on the discount $5 website, Fiverr, Fiverr.com. So that's also on my website. I'm not going to ramble on about being, you know, voted one of the top 20 places on Twitter for dating advice, but I just did, alongside Dan Savage and Patty Stanger, Millionaire Matchmaker, and others. But it's been a really good year, you guys. I was in Men's Health magazine for the month of February. Just there's going to be a lot more coming up, so just stay tuned to my website. And please, please, you know, interact with me. Tweet me at datingadvicegrl. I'm also Instagram at datingadvicegrl, facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl. I'm on a ton of social media platforms. Find me, message me. I am actively responding to everything myself. It's not an assistant or something. It's actually me. But yeah, you guys, just thanks for your support. And again, a lot more fun dating related things to come. So stay tuned. All right. Without further ado, let's get to Jason Marsden, actor, writer, producer, voiceover artist, animated series voice that we all know and love. So here we go. My interview with actor Jason Marsden. Guys, I have an amazing guest on the show today. I'm here with actor Jason Marsden, who was on your favorite sitcom Step by Step and Full House back in the day. He was also in Spirited Away, the Goofy Movie, and countless other things. Jason Marsden, how the heck are you?
Aaron Tillman, I'm the heck amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks so much for being on my show. It's really a pleasure to have you on.
It's good to be here. I like the studio. It's nice and cool. And great view. Thanks for having me.
We won't tell people where we actually are recording this. but yeah, thank
took
you.
Several, you know, a couple passports, a green card to get here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, yeah.
Yes, very exclusive location. So Jason, I've known Jason for a little bit. He's an amazing guy. He's an amazingly talented actor. And I'm excited to have you on the show. You know, my show is about dating, right?
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I know you are the dating expert.
Well, thank you. The Dating Advice Girl. Yeah. It's true story.
And I'm excited because I think I know a thing or two about dating. It's been a while.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember dating.
Okay.
And I have, like, there are people in my life, they're younger than me, they're getting older, that are probably approaching dating.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe you could probably enlighten me what's going on, like, today.
Oh my gosh, what isn't going on today? I mean, seriously, there's so much. There's online dating, there's dating apps, there's, I mean, you know, there's non-mainstream kind of dating, like kinky dating, just all kinds of stuff.
Let me ask you, how do you feel about being swiped right?
Actually, you know, I've said this before. I did a Tinder event in LA last week, and I met an ex-boyfriend on Tinder, and we dated for a year, and one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And, you know, so it can work. You can meet somebody anywhere. You really can. But it's just, there's different ways of meeting people nowadays. A lot of them are virtual.
And if you're swipe left, you don't know about this. Like, that would be really bad to my,
Right. If you,
ego.
You'll just know, right, you'll just realize.
How many swipe lefts?
Right. I mean, you'll just realize, oh, that person, I can't message them because they didn't choose me. You'll realize that, and it's like, wah, wah, but there's no, like, so it's the thing, it's like a subtle rejection.
Okay.
Rather than, like, if you're in a bar and you approach somebody, and then they're like, ew, and walk away, then it's like immediate face-to-face rejection. So, in that way, online dating is kind of interesting.
I don't know if that would hurt less, though. I would rather, like, be face-to-face with someone and have them tell me that.
Really?
To realize it. After fact, I don't know. Well, I have a friend who's on Tinder, and he's in a open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask him about that. Like, do you put that in your profile? And he said, yeah. Or no, he doesn't. And he kind of, I guess, to attract attention.
Yes.
And he describes it's like a video game. It's like, it's fun, you know?
Totally. It's totally a video game. You're like, I mean, you literally, it's like, swipe left, swipe right, right. I mean, you literally, you like zone out, and sometimes you accidentally swipe like, no to someone when you want to swipe because you're just in the zone of swiping.
And you can never get that person back.
Never.
Again.
Never again. You'll never see that person again. I know, and that's the feeling. It's like, no! Oh, the humanity. Okay, so I just want to stop this real quick and say to you guys, I don't know if you've heard, but Tinder is, they've changed their things a little bit, so they're going to start charging people. I can't remember what the age is. I think it's 25 and over, or is it 30 and over? Then you have to pay a certain amount, like $9.99 or $19.99 for their service. So they're making it more like an online dating site. And this happened in the last couple weeks since I recorded this interview with Jason. But so now they're making it like a premium thing. So you will be able to go back and recover those swipes, those missed swipe encounters that you might have missed. If you pay for the monthly service or weekly service or however if you pay for the service, you'll be able to go back to that person you accidentally swiped no to. That's kind of amazing. I would consider paying some money for that because there are certain people you swipe that you're like, oh, I didn't mean to swipe no. I didn't mean to, you know, press the X button or swipe, you know, left or whatever. So, so that's just an amendment to this interview. You will be able to go back to people you swiped no to. Okay, back to the interview. Okay, so Jason, let's flash back to your single days.
Yes.
Okay, so back in the day, I mean, what was it like for you to date? Being, you know, known, a known personality, you know, in your career and stuff, what was it like for you dating-wise?
It was interesting, you know, I mean, I'm not Tom Cruise. I mean, like, I'm not instantly recognizable. I can go places.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate I feel like I met a lot of people who were like me for me. I would kind of, like, you know, weed that out. And that was never an issue.
Did you meet girls who you could tell were only trying to date you because you had some level of celebrity?
That was early on, like late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like removed myself from that, you know.
Yeah.
I remember dating this one girl who all she was interested in was next time you see Joey Lawrence, you should invite Joey Lawrence. You know Joey Lawrence, right? You should invite him over. I'm like, I don't think she really is interested in me.
Right.
At all.
Would you like to go out with Joey Lawrence, ma'am?
Right.
Madam.
Right.
Girl.
I didn't do that. But,
yeah.
But I would meet girls at bars or through work situations. You know, it was fun. I liked dating. I liked.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked showcasing my personality. And,
oh yes.
You know, and I liked attention.
Yes.
You know, I mean, admittedly, I was one of those guys. Like, if the girl showed me attention, it was much easier for me to like them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, yeah.
Because
if someone likes
me,
I'm gonna like them probably a little more too.
Well, most girls that I would pursue that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, wouldn't I? I mean, I'm for those listening. I'm 5'1". Inches
mm-hmm.
tall. Most girls I discovered at the time, I don't know about now, like, are not into, like, short guys. I remember being on a dating site.
Yeah.
And they, you know, specifically, like, they want a guy that's 6 foot and taller and would not even, like, entertain the thought of even, like, having lunch with me because of my height.
That's still an issue. And I let me just say to the girls listening out there, like, maybe you should lower your requirements in terms of height sometimes, too. Because, I mean, even girls who are, like, 5 foot still want a guy who's 6 foot sometimes. And it's like, that's just, like, what in the world?
Well, I'm glad the girls who are 5 foot don't want a guy that's 4'5". I mean...
No, but, I mean...
That's... You'd have to go to a different country to find that, I think.
But no, but I mean...
Or the circus.
Maybe. I bet you there's a circus dating site. I bet you.
Oh, my gosh. We've got to find this.
I know. I want to find it. You know,
Ringling Brothers life. What'd that be?
Ringling dating...
Clownlove.com.
Exactly.
It's no, probably, you know,
I guarantee
there.
If we search that domain, it would be taken.
There was an episode of Real Sex on HBO, and mm-hmm. I think one of the segments was about, like, clown...
Of course. Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. There's a fetish for everything.
Fetish for everything.
Especially now that the internets are yeah. available to us.
Yes.
But going back, yeah, I mean, I think that sometimes people get so specific about what they're looking for in terms of what's on paper, in terms of height, job, money, all these things that it's like they miss someone who's very interesting, you know? Mm. For all of you who don't know what Jason looks like, I mean, obviously I'm going to put a picture of him on my website for this, but he's a pretty attractive guy.
Oh, shucks.
I'm just saying so, you know?
You can Google me. There's plenty of...
You could Google him as well.
You could see my long hair hippie phase.
Very nice.
Short hair.
Yeah.
The mullet that I had.
Very
in
nice.
In the 90s.
Yes. But yeah, so that's very interesting, though, because I always think, I mean, it's a very unique experience just, A, to be in the business, B, to be some have some level of fame in the business, and I just imagine there's a whole bunch of things that come with that, and that's a very unique experience. You know, we all have an experience of being single at some point in our lives, but to be single and like people know you or know your name, I can't even imagine what that's like. I'm sure it's different. I'm sure it's amazing in some ways, and I'm sure it's probably like not great in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, like I said about like weeding out the girls who were clearly interested. Just for, you know, my famous friends or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There were times that, you know, being instantly recognizable or if they thought they saw me somewhere,
mm-hmm.
kind of helped, you know, kind of worked in my favor.
Of course.
Then, you know, you talk to them and they realize, you know, they like me for my personality, you know.
Right.
It's not really about that. So, yeah, it's helped more than it's hurt.
That's awesome. I just want to go back to something else you said. You know, you said that you actually had fun dating, and so
yeah.
many people hate dating. I, too, Jason, have fun dating. I think it's amazing. You're going out, you're meeting somebody, you're going out doing something fun with somebody new. How can that be terrible? Even if you don't have a love connection with someone, hopefully you're doing something fun so it doesn't matter. But people make it so serious, and it sucks all the fun out of it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I like the unknown. I like experiencing new people and getting to know new people,
mm-hmm.
Inviting them to an experience that I enjoy, to see
yes.
how they like it,
yes.
being invited to an experience they enjoy,
mm-hmm.
and it's something I've never done before. I'm all over that. It's
so you're open-minded is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. I mean, I do feel like you have to have some level of open-mindedness to enjoy dating.
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. I being so judgmental or closing yourself off to experiences, it's not healthy, I don't think. I think everyone should break out of their comfort zone, do something that scares them at least, you know, once a day.
Oh my gosh, that was one of my New Year's resolutions, actually.
Yeah.
Do something that I'm scared of doing. I think it was once a week.
Mm.
But yeah, it's so important.
Yeah. It's not easy. I mean, like, just this year, I don't say, like, New Year's, why do they say New Year's,
Resolution?
Resolution. I don't say resolution. I say, like declaration. Like,
yeah.
you know, I want to resolve to this. I proclamate that I will not be as judgmental towards people and things. I tend to get in my head a lot about, you know, people I just meet or, you know, experiences I haven't even had yet.
Mm.
It's something that's always conditioned in us.
Yes.
Every year, you just try to... I'm always practicing to, you know, reopen those doors.
Yes.
And practice what I... just preach, which is do something that frightens me, do something
that's
out of
great.
My comfort zone.
Yeah,
because I tell you, every time I do that, almost every time,
yes,
it's something awesome happens.
It's so true.
Yeah,
and
I kick myself, and I will say audibly, like, I can't believe I didn't want to come here.
I can't believe I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I know it. I agree. And even if you discover that you aren't into that thing, at least you tried it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that keeps you young as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
the unknown
yeah.
and experiencing new things and meeting new people and the whole
yeah.
thing. Again, hello, single. single people, that's what dating should be. Fun experiences, meeting new people, trying new things.
Right?
I told you.
It shouldn't be scary. It should be a blast.
I agree. I totally agree with you. Shifting back to your career real quick, what would you say, what was one of your favorite things that you've done?
Oh, man.
As an actor. Voiceover artist.
I know you've done a lot. I'm fortunate. I worked on like a lot of cool stuff that I'm proud of.
Yes.
Getting to be the voice of Max, Goofy's son.
Yes.
In a Goofy movie. Like, hey, Aaron. Well, I have this girlfriend, Roxanne. I took her to the Powerline concert. Maybe you could go with me next time. You can meet my dad. That'd be great.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a living.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, Goofy movie.
By the way, some of your fans just totally freaked out that you just did that right now.
I used to be there's a lot of voiceover actors that are like so on and they love doing it. And I always think like, no one wants to hear me do that. But
yes,
I've been doing like conventions and for kids mostly, like seeing them like melt like that and getting the reactions, it's totally worth it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I have to say, we're friends. Jason and I are friends. And we were out and someone recognized you from Full House recently, too.
Yes.
Do you get that a lot, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Full House reference.
Because it's in reruns and probably forever.
Which is awesome.
Thankfully, I haven't really aged. I still look the same.
You do. It's amazing. It's a gift.
Yeah, it happens every so often.
Yeah.
And I live in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's apparent that people there loved still love Full House and Step by Step, so I get it more so there than here.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. And all ages, you said.
Well, like, you know, Goofy movie, for example, I mean, that was 20 years ago this year.
It's crazy.
20 years ago.
It's crazy.
So, you know, those little kids that are 8 years old, you know, are 28 now, and they, you know, I'm that actor, like, oh, I grew up with you. Oh, I knew you when I was, you were my childhood. I get that a lot.
Oh, no, yeah. I love it.
It feels good. I like it.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, so we're wrapping up. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Not quite.
Okay.
Don't get too excited. We have a few more minutes.
All right. Is this where you put on a record and are we segueing to?
No.
It's been a while since I've listened to your show. I have listened to your show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys, you listen to my show. That's amazing. Thanks for listening.
Of course.
That's awesome.
That's what friends do.
I'm flattered. I'm really
flattered. We support each other, right?
We do. It's true. Sorry, I feel a story coming on.
No, I'm just saying, like, do you do music?
Like, play music?
Yeah.
On my show?
Yeah.
Like an intro. I play like a music intro. I pick some fun song I like. That's usually house music or techno or EDM.
Okay.
To get the energy up for the people, you know, while they're listening. But yeah, other than that, it's mostly just talking. It's usually me talking.
Okay.
A lot of me talking. Okay. So if you don't like my voice and you don't want to hear me talk, then you aren't going to like
it. How could you not like this voice?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yay. So what, real quick, going back to dating. So what would you, like, do you have single friends? I should ask you that.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of your single friends...
I only hang out with, like, monogamous people.
No, but seriously, like, married... There are a lot of married couples who only hang out with married couples.
Oh, my gosh. Like, no. That would be, like, closing the door to other opportunities.
Again,
no,
he's very open-minded.
No, my wife and I have... You know, we're fiercely independent. And, you know, I hang out with, you know, single friends. She hangs out with single friends. We hang out with single friends and couples together.
Yes.
We like people. I like...
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah.
So. I love it. So, okay, you have single friends. So, for your single friends, is there anything you notice about them and their dating habits or anything that you... Being married, is there any advice or anything that you see them doing that might be detrimental or impeding their enjoyment of dating that you see?
Sometimes I see them, like, choosing or going out with, like, someone... You meet this person, you're like, really? Really? Do you think that's worthy of you?
Oh.
So I'll always, almost always suggest, like, you know, don't date anyone that's, you know, beneath you.
Beneath you.
You know, and come up with your dream person.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I own a yoga studio, and I've learned...
What's it called? Tell us.
Yoga Blend.
Where is it?
It's in Burbank, California. On Magnolia, 1921 Magnolia Boulevard.
Check it out.
Please check it out. A lot of cool people there, and a great place to take a date, I would say.
That was one of my date night ideas last year for Valentine's Day.
Well, Christy and I used to do partner workshops on Valentine's Day. Not doing it this year, of course, but I highly recommend that. And if not our studio, you know, check out a yoga studio for a partner workshop. It's, if you've never done yoga before, don't be afraid. It's awesome. But one thing I've learned in yoga is, let's see if I can go back to the thought that triggered that.
We were talking about
there's something called a bhavana, which is like a positively charged visualization.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than doing a vision board. I don't know if
have
you done that?
I have one.
Have you talked about it on your
show? I haven't.
A vision board. You know, if we want to make it tangible, you get a piece of cardboard, you cut out things in magazines that you love, that you like, you know, food, you know, people, bodies.
Words.
You post it up there, and it's amazing when you revisit this all the time, those things start to trickle into your life.
It's true.
So bhavana is like, it's in your mind, and you can write it down, and I suggest to people, like bhavana is the person that you want to be with the rest of your life, that's worthy of you.
Love it.
And be unscrupulously detailed, like, this person's, okay, he's... If it's a guy, if you're a girl looking for a guy, he's got to be, you know, 6'1". He's got a blonde hair, blue eyes. He's got to laugh, you know, like Woody Woodpecker. He's got to drive this kind of car. He's got to make this kind of money. I mean, you can get down like the details that you'd be ashamed to admit to anyone else.
Yes.
Put them down there, and I guarantee you.
He's guaranteeing.
You will meet this person. This person will come into your life.
Yes.
When you least expect it. And it may not be exactly that.
I was just
going
to say.
Mm-hmm. You know, it might be everything but instead of blonde hair, he's got dark hair.
And he might not be 6'1", people.
Right. You put those things down so you open yourself up to, like, who this person could be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the 6'1", maybe you realize that's not important to you. You know, finding someone who meets on your level is enough.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I think that's great, Jason. Thanks for saying that. I think it's really important to be clear about what you want. The other thing that I see people not do is they aren't clear about the kind of relationship that they want.
Yep. You got to be clear about that, too.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I just want to be with somebody. And it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, long-term monogamy? Mm-hmm. Does that mean marriage? Does that mean something casual? Does that mean, what does that mean? And so, again, be very clear, single people listening, about what you're looking for, because the clearer you are, like Jason said, in terms of, you know, physical attributes and personality traits and that kind of thing, the clearer you are about what kind of relationship style you're looking for as
absolutely,
that's what you're going to start to attract, and then you'll know what to say no, who to say no to as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I love a vision board idea. It's really
right.
Great, because I do that for business stuff and for social stuff, but, you
and
know.
It works, right?
It does. It's funny. Like, I actually have to update mine, and mine's about a year old, and a lot of the things that are on my vision board from a year ago are happening or in the process of happening or have happened. So it does work. Why not try it? And the thing is, you spend money on a piece of cardboard, you guys, and rip out, if you get magazines still, rip out pictures of, like, an island paradise or your favorite car that you'd like or whatever, you know, or Ryan Reynolds or whatever. I don't know why that name came to mind. Or Jason Marsden.
I would love to see this vision board. I would end up on.
I love it. That's so great. So, Jason, you're amazing. Thanks so much again for taking the time.
You got it.
To be on my show. I'm very flattered.
I have been dying to be on the show.
Oh.
We've known each other for a couple years now.
Yes.
Like, when's she going to ask me?
I know. Well, I didn't want to bother you. Honestly, I'm sure people ask you this all the time.
I'm an actor. Actors have egos, and we like to talk about ourselves. We like to be showcased, and this is a great forum to be showcased.
Well, you heard it here first, everybody. Mm. He's saying actors like to be paid attention to. There you go. I didn't say it. He said this. do you have anything you'd like to say? Plug your stuff and tell people where they can see the projects you're working on now, and all. Just tell them your stuff. Twitter,
all
that stuff.
Well, you can, if you want, I'm on Twitter, Jason Marsden, at Twitter, at Jason Marsden. I'm on Instagram, although I'm selective about that because I post a lot of, like, personal pictures, and I'm like, who's worthy of seeing this?
Oh, yes, very selective.
The stuff I would love to plug. I don't know what your demographic is. I'm working on a lot of cartoons and video games.
It's just, tell it, say it.
Say it. I'm working on a cartoon called Transformers Rescue Bots. If you if you're single and you have a child, maybe you can have a play date with another single person as a child. Get them together, watch our show, and then you guys can, like, be in the background, marveling at how your kids get along, and see what happens next.
Well, and I mean, I have a lot of listeners that don't have kids who just love animated series and such.
Sure.
So they'll watch it without kids.
Sure, sure. And, you know, a good date night is, you know, you're 20-something right now. You'd be like, I love a Goofy movie. I haven't seen that in a long time. You love a Goofy movie? Let's plug that in. You
can
please revisit anything I've done if you want. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Do you have a website? You have a website.
It's in transition.
Okay,
I would say it's jasonmarsden.com. It's going to be changing as I'm evolving. So is, you know, our website. So it'll still be jasonmarsden.com. Visit it now.
Yes.
And visit it later.
Exactly. But his Twitter, he has some really fun tweets. And he often will tweet or mention other actors he's worked with in his tweets. So he has a really fun Twitter feed at Jason Marsden.
Yeah. I like to retweet.
He does. He's retweeted me a lot, and I have not returned a favor, which I said I would do. Yes. So, Jason, thank you so much for being on the show. You're the best.
Yay.
And that was Jason Marsden, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you guys next time. Thanks so much for listening. We can bring it down.